Public Information Officer for the Wasatch Fire District, Janet Carson, said a cabin in Timber Lakes on Cedar Bark Road caught fire during the night last week, and a neighbor saw the flames and called 911. She said there are not a lot of full-time residents living there, and this cabin was not occupied at the time of the fire. When firefighters arrived, the house was completely engulfed and the structure was destroyed.
So when we arrived, thank goodness for all of the rain that we've had recently, we were able to attack from four sides with hoses, and then we put the ladder truck with the nozzle spraying down from the ladder onto the structure. And so we were able to put the flames out and stop it from spreading. But the propane tank that was close by the structure was on fire and burning. And so we tried not to hit that with the water and allowed that to burn off all that fuel inside the tank.
Propane tanks have a pressure release valve that pops off and allows the propane gas to burn off. She said they never spray water on a burning propane tank. There was no other damage to property. Carson said firefighters had access to four hydrants.
We had all of our volunteers, and then, of course, the full-time stations arrived also. And we had the ladder truck and fast attack trucks to get down into that driveway and around in the tighter spots. We pretty much pulled out the full department for something like this, because sometimes it's hard to get in there. We have to have different types of trucks to get into these types of places. Sometimes the ladder truck doesn't get all the way up there, but this one was close enough off the road. We were able to get the ladder truck in there and shoot water down on it from the ladder.
Carson said the Homeowners Association and the water system in Timber Lakes, combined with recent rain, helped prevent the fire from causing more damage.
I mean, one of our biggest fears is Timber Lakes, because it is a mountain community and not a lot of residents stay there. That whole place could go up in flames so easily. I know they have an HOA, and they're very, very proactive on safety. Their water system is excellent. We had, like I said, four nozzles and the huge ladder that puts out 1,000 gallons a minute, all of them pumping water, and we did not run out of water. We didn't have a problem with flow, you know, so all those were really good. But if it would have been 10 days ago before the rain, a spark could have caught onto that scrub oak and caused a lot of damage.
Carson said the HOA works together to create defensible space and manage fire risk.
They meet regularly. They talk about fire safety issues. They work together to make sure that, you know, they have brush cleared far enough away from the homes. And at one time, they were all required to have sprinkling systems inside of them now. But I'm not sure, you know, the county kind of controls that now. So I'm not sure what their guidelines are.
The cause of the fire is under investigation. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.